Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or
good evening, Sister Shirley.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, how are you?
Great. It's just you and I and Mom. This is
Angela. All right.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Hi.
I think I need to try to call Hubert.
Okay.
All righty.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, you want me to start reading?
Did you get
Hubert? I pick up reading in Leviticus 27. This says, the payments to the Lord, a tenth belongs to God. And it goes on to say, if a man dedicate any parts of his field to the Lord, value it in proportion in its size and indicate by the amount of the seed required to sow it. A section of the land requires 10 bushels of barrel seed for sowing its value at $25. If a man dedicate his field of the year of Jubilee, then the whole estimate shall stand. But if it is after the year of Jubilee, then the value shall be in proportion to the number of years remaining until the next year of Jubilee. If the man decide to redeem the field, he shall pay 20% in addition to the priest's valuation, and the field will be his again. But if he decide not to redeem the field, or if it is sold in the field to someone else, and has given to the Lord his right to it at the year of Jubilee, it shall not be returned to him again. When it is freed in the year of Jubilee, it shall belong to the Lord as a field devoted to him, and it shall be given to the priest. If a man dedicate to the Lord a field he has bought, but which is not part of his family possession, the priest shall estimate the value until the year of Jubilee, and he shall immediately give the estimated value to the Lord. and in the year of Jubilee the field shall return to the original owner from whom it was bought. All the valuations shall be stated in standard money. You may not dedicate to the Lord the firstborn of any ox or sheep, for it is already his. But if it is the firstborn of an animal that cannot be sacrificed because of it is not on the list of those that are acceptable to the Lord, then the owner shall pay the priest estimated of its worth, plus 20% of the owner's does not redeem it. The priest may sell it to someone else. However, anything utterly devoted to the Lord, people's animals, inherited field, shall not be sold or redeemed, for they are most holy to the Lord. No one sentenced by the courts to die may pay a fine instead. He shall surely be put to death. A tenth of the produce of the land, whether grain or fruit, is the Lord, and it is holy. If anyone wants to buy back his fruit or grain, he must add a fifth of its value, and the Lord's own every tenth animal of your herd and flocks and other domestic animals as they pass for the counting. The tenth given to the Lord shall not be selected on the basis of whether it is good or bad. There shall be no substitute for. If there is any changes made, then both the original and the substitution shall belong to the Lord and may not be brought back. These are the commandments the Lord gave to Moses for the people of Israel on Mount Sinai. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Did you get Hubert?
No, I'm going to try back after you do a roll call.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call now. I have Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Mom, myself, Angela, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Dot. Welcome, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Angela.
Uh-huh.
I believe I have Hubert on the line.
Yes. Shalom.
Okay.
Shalom.
All righty. Good evening. All right, Loretta, go ahead and start.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Okay. The title of my reading in blessing the line is called Remembering and Rejoicing. Remember your deeds, O Lord. Yes, we will remember your miracles of long ago. They are constantly in our thoughts. We cannot stop thinking about them. Your principles have been the music of our life throughout the years of our pilgrimage. We will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness because you have seen our affliction. Yes, Lord, you have known the troubles of our soul. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll go ahead and start with our program. As Loretta mentioned, if you don't have anything to say, just say pass. would like to start with Sister Shirley.
All right, I will be coming from Mark, the fourth chapter, starting at the 35th verse, and it reads, "On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him alone in the boat as he was. The other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filled. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And he arose in deep wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Okay. Next is Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from 1 John chapter 5.
Okay.
It's read as follows. "Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him has begotten love him also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And there are three, and these three are one. And there are three that bears witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has witness in himself. He that believes not God has not made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask of anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. all unrighteousness is sin, and that is a sin unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touch him. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of 1 John. Next, Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Jeremiah, 9th chapter, 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, but let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows the Lord. For I am the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declare the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Jeremiah. Next. Harry, would you like to go next?
Oh, I passed.
Well, okay, no problem. Mom, you want to go next?
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Peter, chapter 4, 1 through 11. And the subject said, get on with the good life. We all have done something in our past that we cannot change. The lies is told. The object of stolen, the abortion done, the addiction is established, the divorce is final, the business is bankrupt, the job is terminated, and the car is repossessed, and the house is in foreclosure. Now, what? We could rehearse our past mistakes and notice our old wounds. We could allow our past to control us, start every thought, decision, or action in regret. Peter suggests another way. We do not need to live our lives controlled by the memories of mistakes. We do not need to live our lives changing to used to be and the always will. Instead, we could live and rest of our lives according to the will of God. 1 Peter 4 and 2 said we could earnestly confess our sin and seek his forgiveness. We could make ourselves available to Christ daily and experience his grace and power working in us. We could apply the word of God to our lives and adjust our lifestyle, moving away from living are deductible just lust, drunkenness, orgying, and cursing, and detestable ideology. We all try to be a lot of things, but now we have heard the invitation to a different lifestyle, one that is clear, mindful, self-controlled, prayerful, hospitality, hospitable, and controlling by love. We all used to be identified with the desire of the flesh. Now the desire of our heart is to know God, will, and obey Him. We all have a part, we all have a past that we cannot change. We cannot undo it, but we can rise to a brighter new future. Get on with good life. You are being living in the past too long. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of 1 Peter.
Yeah, we can't give them that pass.
Melissa, would you like to go next?
Yes. My reading is out of Matthew 23. 23 through 31, and the title is A Clean Heart, and I'm coming out of the Daily Bread. It says, when I think about the things we do to make ourselves look good, I'm reminded of some of the things we do to make ourselves look good spiritually. Jesus addressed this issue with the religious leader in Jerusalem. They followed an elaborate set of religious rules. They went well beyond the ones God had given them. They worked hard to look good to their peers, to prove that they were better than others. But their hard work didn't impress God. Jesus said to them, you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of extortion and self-indulgence. What the Pharisees did to make themselves look good and other actually revealed that they were not good at all. Every culture values different religious behavior and tradition, but God value transcends cultures. And when He values isn't measured by what others see, God values a clean heart and pure motives. Spiritual health is expressed from the inside out. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
That reading, Loretta, out of Matthew. Next, we have Peter.
Who you say, Angela? Hello?
Auntie Pat?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. I'm coming from the upper room, alive again, John 16:33. My life was in the shambles, working 3 jobs. I still could support my family. I felt like a failure. At home, my son had drifted into discretion pursuit. My wife and I barely speak. I felt isolated and alone. At night, I would pray to die and wake in disappointment to still be alive. Finally, in despair, I walked into the garage, intending to end my life. Instead, I fell to my knees and prayed, Jesus, I do not want to die, but I don't want to go on living like this either.
take this burden away, Jesus. Please save my life. In a flash, Jesus showed me the difference between his humanity and my pride, his meek and my angry, his faithful and my selfish and deceit. Repeating of my sin, I ask Jesus to transform me, to come into my heart and make me clean. Immediately, ray of hope enter me, and I feel alive again. After that day, my relationship with my family changed. We cried and prayed together. We forgave each other. We studied the Bible, and with help of other Christians, my wife and I recognized. Finally, one Sunday, my family and I stood together before hundreds of witnesses and professed to Jesus as Lord. Although none of us is perfect, our Savior is. We can know that whatever happens, Jesus will never leave us, and knowing his can give us peace. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving and researching us when we cry out to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Donald. Is that reading out to you, Don? We'll go ahead and turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your gates with praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the works that you're performing right now in Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley and family, Ruth Edwards, SMA and family, Reverend Allen and family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, John Moore, Eric, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Ronnie, McCaller, Lenny and family, the Moody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Dwight, Tawana and family, Cheryl and family, Desert Kendrick and family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Verner family, the Dix family, Mr. Q and family, Miss Brown and family, Vanessa and family, Rochelle Bessler, Dakota family, Marilyn and family, Valerie and family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, for there is still power in the blood of Jesus. Yes. Father God, right now, we just want to praise you for all that you do for us every second of the day. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Excuse me. Thank you, Loretta, for those prayers. Let's move over to acknowledging the birthdays for September 18th through the 23rd. Any birthdays?
I have Willie Cody down. I have Uncle Champ
on the 19th.
And Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Patton.
Well, yeah, I don't know where. Yeah, Mr. Patton.
Sarah. Let me just go through them. I have Willie Cody, Rudy Patton, and 18. We have on the 20th, and we have Camp on the 19th. The Madeline on the 22nd.
Amen.
That's all that I have. Okay. Hubert, could you sing a happy birthday song for us?
Birthday, Julia. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen. And
amen.
Many more.
Yeah. Happy birthday and many, many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. If you have a song or poem or just more reading by the Bible, if not, just pass. Your name is called. We'd like to start with... Loretta, you like to start?
Sure. First of all, I would like to welcome you back, Auntie Carrie and Auntie Betty. Welcome back. We missed you guys last week. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I was
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. I just want to share with everyone that I have surgery scheduled. I'm pretty sure everyone knows, but I will announce it. I have surgery scheduled for Tuesday, the 19th at 9:45.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Loretta, is there anything else you want to share? Loretta? Yeah, we lost her. We lost her. We'll come back to her. Sister Shirley, would you like to share any more news this evening?
I'll try to sing a little bit of song.
Okay.
In the old ship of Zion, oh ship of Zion, oh ship of Zion, oh ship of Zion, oh ship of Zion, I stepped on board early one morning, I stepped on board. It has landed many a thousand, many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand, many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand. I stepped on board early, early one morning. I stepped on board. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for that, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
Amen.
But was there anything else you wanted to share?
Yes, I do apologize for being disconnected with you guys, but I just wanted to share that I will be having surgery on Tuesday. What I have is a Warthin tumor on the left side of my neck, and I pray that God will be with me and everyone that is in on the surgery team. And may I have a speedy recovery. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And I have a poem that I want to share. It says, keep.
Lost again.
Where
lost again. We lost her again, guys. Let's go on. Mom, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm coming out of James, 3rd chapter, 1 through 12, and it says, tongue in check. Some communication on the chapter give it the title, Bridle Your Tongue. But I have noticed that bridle used placed on an animal by someone else. A bridle animal is not necessarily tame. It is just not allowed the freedom to do what it wish. A tame animal is driven intentionally by a desire to please its master and listen to his commander. Neither is a bridle tongue necessary, a savior tongue. A bridle tongue may be restrained extremely by cultural pressure or political, but it is not controlled intentionally. The bridle tongue does not have the wisdom to say the right thing at the right time. Perhaps then we should look at the tongue in check theory. The tongue in check is a tongue that is submitted to God, unwillingly spirit. The person who becomes the master of his speech, the desire of pleasing God and glorified him control the range. Wisdom, which is described in James 3:13-18, infuses us with his knowledge of what we speak, when and to speak, and how to speak. A sister or brother who holds fast to God-given wisdom has the intentional ability to keep their tongue in check, just as God's wisdom order our step, God's wisdom order our speech. And the prayer said, dear God, grant me the wisdom to keep my tongue in check. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Loretta, you want to give up that poem?
Yeah, try again. Lord, keep me strong.
Amen.
Lord, help me to accept the changes that you bring. And if my heart should break, help me endure the sting. Let me learn and grow from each and every test. Help me keep my faith and lead to you the rest. Help me to sing praises, whatever comes my way, knowing this shall pass and there'll be a brighter day. Help me to hold on to what you have done before when you pierced the darkness and opened up the door, letting in the sunshine of your blessed love, filling me with peace that comes only from above. You're not failed me yet, Lord. I know you will never will. And when my faith is weak, I know you love me still. So hold my hand. Keep me strong. Whatever comes my way, when my tears begin to fall, let me stop to pray. And may your precious name be glorified through me. May I reflect your love so others are drawn to thee. Amen.
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 It's beautiful. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Amen.
Next, Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
No, it looks like. Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from the upper room again. Freight Taste a lot of 5:11. One day I received a letter from someone who was unknown to me. As I read through it, I found it was regarding an article I wrote that was purposed in a Crystal magazine, handwritten and 4 pages long. The letter was from one of my readers. He was 93 years old and said that he appreciated my article and encouragement me to continue using my spiritual gift of writing for God's glory. After I had gone through the letter, I wondered why did this stranger take so much pain at his age to send me a handwritten letter. Scriptures say that we should encourage one another. I was encouraged by a person who I did not even know, but he obeyed God's word to uplift my effort for the kingdom's sake. I still remember a line from that handwritten letter, "Encouragement is like strength to bone." It is a blessing to build up, seller, believe that through words of appreciation, encouragement can make a zenith to yield even more fruit and can move us forward in fulfilling God's purpose for us. Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Would you like to go next?
Who
did you say, Angela?
Auntie Betty.
Oh, okay. Yes. Loretta, I'm praying for you to have a speedy recovery, and I dedicate this little reading to you.
Thank you.
God is on your side. We live in troubled times. Seems like the sun won't shine when we will realize God is on our side. He hides us in his arms, protects us from harm. It's good to realize God is on our side. Nothing can separate. He gives us strength to take. All that this world may bring, God is on our side. Loretta, God is on your side. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Auntie.
Alrighty. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And next we'll have Hubert.
Yes. I would like to say I'd like all you all to pray. I'm also on the 19th from Tuesday. I'll be going back to court, so I'm asking for you all prayers. And some of us gonna be taking a fast tomorrow to celebrate. Mom asked us to take a fast tomorrow. I'll be coming from an author out of Our Daily Bread, praying your way to a deeper relationship with God. Less talk, be a crowder. Heart and soul. As followers of Christ, we pray a lot. We pray before and sometimes after our meals. We pray before we begin meeting and church service. We pray when we end meetings and church service. We pray about election. We pray for those in government. We pray about opportunities and failure. We pray about life. We pray a lot. We have trained and conditioned to prayer to such a degree that prayer can become a religious thing. We do mechanically without thought of heart or connection. It can become a form of the very meaningless repetition that Jesus warned us about in Matthew 6. He He warned us that repeating phrases and using religious vocabulary is not the heart and soul of prayer. And he then gave us his own model for the elements of true prayer. Verse 6, 9 to 15. Mm-hmm. Chapter 6, 9 to 15. Prayer recognizes the workmanship and wonder of the God to whom we pray. Prayer embraces his kingdom, ruling our lives for all of our tomorrow that stretches before us. Prayer seeks and receives his provision for our needs. Prayer understands that our communion with him and others is affected by repentance and forgiveness, or the lack thereof. Prayer sees the danger of life and gladly submits to his gracious rescue from the enemy and from our own brokenness. Christ's example lifts us up to the best place to begin our prayers. We begin with his greatness, not our wants. His purpose, not our goals. His rule, not our demand. His protection, not our self-sufficiency. We begin by being reminded that he is God and we are not, but nothing will shape our communion with the Father like a fresh awareness of the one to whom we speak. We bless by cultivating the heart and soul of a life of prayer that approaches the wonder of this remarkable privilege. We begin by seeking him, and even to the able, so pray for his help. Excuse me, and even to be able to pray for his help. We begin by beginning, so let's talk. Let's talk to the God who made us, loved us, rescued us, and desires to form Christ in us. Let's pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Heart and soul.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Last go through. Anyone have anything else to say before I do the closing prayer?
Well, I just want to say that I'm hoping and praying that everything goes well with Loretta and we all going on the same day. So praying that everything goes well for a happy ending. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Toda.
Amen.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. I go ahead with the closing prayer. And it's called Falling in Love with Jesus. Falling are the only true resource of love. Us in your love affair, you shared with your Son. Help us to receive your love so that we may worship and know you. Father, we confess we need your love. Teach us how to abide in your love so that your power may flow through us to affect others. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And God, we ask that you bless my brother Hubert on the 19th. May you be the only judge in that courtroom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and don't forget about our prayer line, which we thank you for so very much, because we know this could not be possible if it wasn't for you. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Shalom.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.